And welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
So we are here in Stewart for the Green Jello show, sponsored by Maxim Entertainment and, of course, Podunk Radio. So we're with our old, longtime friends forever now, going on at least 4 years, the Ghetto Zombies. And about four. No, it's been five years. We started here. There you go. We started here many years ago. We did live shows here in at the time Redemption, and I saw these guys playing and switching instruments live on stage, and I'm like, the fuck is this? This is awesome. And then we had them on and British and just talking shit about movies, and that was our first interview with them. And it's been 5 years since. I've been in their studio a bunch of times. We had acoustic songs by them, but it's been a while now since we actually got to see them live and actually have them on. So we have the Ghetto Zombies here. So a little bit different. I got one mic, but that's all right. So what's going on, guys?
It's time to be British again.
What do you guys think about tonight?
Good show.
It was a good show, man. Loved the sound. Crowd was fantastic. We got to play some new tunes, so all is well.
That's a plus. In the underworld.
All is well in the underworld.
Well, that's a plus. And now you guys got new stuff we're working on. I know you had an EP a couple years ago. We put that out, and it's on the website, and we played it on Not For Air, Underground Horror Radio, Podunk Radio. Now you got a new album coming out.
That's right. Yeah, we've... We got some tracks down for two of our songs. We probably have about, probably seven songs ready to record. And we're just going to keep tracking them and laying them down until it's done. And it should be out either late this year, early next year.
What do we got so far? Like, what new stuff you got?
Well, we have one of my favorites is a song called Sharknado's on a Plane Over Lake Flaccid.
Placid,
that's what I meant. Fuck you guys.
Which is awesome because that's like three animal movies in one. Well, Sharknado, Snake on a Plane, and Lake Placid. Right, that's three. Yeah, Placid. I can count. Placid.
Lake Placid. Placid. That's what I said.
Shark, that's another one.
Zombie Shark? Okay, yeah. Zombie Shark.
Yeah. You can edit that, right?
No. Right? No, I think it's cool. What have you guys been up to, though, besides recording new stuff? Like, I haven't seen you guys in a while. I know you all work and stuff. But.
Yeah, we've done a couple shows. Yeah. Yeah, we kind of got distracted by the baby brain sale that they had at the zombie drive-thru. Pretty much spent all of our money. Going through, yeah, everything we earned, all seven dollars. Right, right. Fuck.
They've been drinking too.
That's very true. It is.
Everybody's drinking tonight.
Oh, that's good. The Asian Irish.
Irish, Irish. That's a thing. We actually have a lot of fans that like the show in Ireland and England. But no, you guys are rocking. I'm really happy that you guys got that going on, and I'm happy to hear about the new songs. I'm glad you guys play tonight. I'm like, okay, we got Green Jello, which is old school as fuck. These guys have been around forever. The dude's all DIY now, just Facebook booking. And I'm like, all right, since the beginning, I'm like, gotta have the Ghetto Zombies because they're the only band with gimmicks in town. And that's a big gimmick puppet show. They're awesome. That's awesome. Put them together. A very good gimmick.
Have you heard?
British crap.
Fuck.
Call us gimmick.
Guinness.
Cool.
Guinness.
Well, the gimmick makes up for our suck.
Oh, that's right.
Right. Have you heard the cowbell song yet?
No. What's the cowbell song?
That cowbell song. Don't want to mess with it.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
Yeah, it's something that can only be experienced live. Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing. Sheen High is really popular.
Yes, Charlie Sheen High is a fantastic song. It's right.
Do you remember though when we were at the Mickey Fenn's?
Oh yes.
And you guys were gonna sing that, and he was on TV.
Yes.
We were like, hey, holy shit. That was the Undead show.
It was perfect timing.
Yeah, that was the
Nation of the Canada show.
You guys have been at this for a while now, so you got the new album coming out. You're going to be touring like wintertime next year early?
We'll be doing more shows when it is less hot as fuck.
It's Florida. It's hot as fuck.
Right. When it's less hot as fuck. Right. He's requiring me to be British, which is actually part of the Undead Code, section 302.B.
One of the lead vocals for the Zego Zombie should be British. And the backup vocals need to be Irish. And Asian for some reason. I don't know why.
I don't know why either, Attack on Titan. That's awesome. So, you're all drumming. Andy's drumming, by the way. Everybody give credit to Andy for drumming like a beast. Good job drumming.
Ooh, thank you, thank you.
Go, Andy.
No, really, everybody in the band does an awesome job. I've always said that. And I think more people should... I'm glad people were watching. Like, it was...
Andy's... fuck you! Andy...
The hair interview ever.
No, that's right.
Really, I am on the interview now. Thank you very much.
Andy, I'd like you to tell everybody how the volume controls on your drums work.
Well, I generally keep them to 11. And I try not to adjust them much.
Yeah. I like drums. They're just loud all the time.
It's mostly 11.
It sounds good.
Especially if anyone's ears are close by. It occasionally peaks to 12, but usually it just hangs around 11.
What are you talking about? I can't hear a single word you're saying.
I can hear everything. No, actually, like I've been to the Undead Studios, and I've seen you guys practice a couple times. And, yeah, usually Andy drums. He's like, I'm out. And we do the interview afterwards. But you guys are always awesome. I always have to say, and I tell people that I play the music on the radio, I say... It sounds good on the radio. You guys have great CDs, but I'm like, but it doesn't do you justice. See them live. You always have to watch you guys live because of the show.
Did you like the dance routines tonight?
Yes, especially the hopping up and down as usual. I love that. I can't hop up and down.
We've added a little extra choreography just to make it a little extra, you know, on top. Little cherry on top. It's nice.
That always works. No, like I said, you guys, I just, you know, it's been amazing. I like your chain.
And you've got to give some props to James.
Bling, 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 bling. It goes bling, bling, see? Bling, 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 bling.
James is the head choreographer. You're the head choreographer for dancing.
Oh, am I? Yeah. That's a tough job.
James like, I'm drinking, fuck it. No, you guys always have a good show, though. You guys, and I always tell people, like, when they squish instruments is when it's awesome. Like, because who the fuck does that? Nobody does that.
It changes the whole dynamic of what we do. You know?
It throws people off. It's like, wait, what they're doing? It's like the guitarist can play bass and the bass can play guitar. Now, I want to see...
Cannot play the bass or the guitar.
So you just play drums.
Well,
I want to see one day somebody else go play drum. Andy, like, go play keyboard.
And I just say random shit.
Yeah, random shit.
Just random shit every day.
So you play drums too?
No, I do not.
One day we're going to get another keyboard player so he can play drums.
We're going to get another keyboard player so he can play drums. And we'll have two drummers.
There you go.
There you go. That
drum machine.
That's how you do double bass.
You should just have extra bass players and extra guitar players. Just have like, be like Slipknot. Have like 20 members.
We need a bass player. We want to get rid of
Well.
I used to have a keg. I used to have a keg drum. But we... Somebody stole it.
Did they?
Yeah. We're in the hood.
We're in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
We are the ghetto zombies. It's very true.
Anything else you guys want to say before we wrap it up here? You guys excited to see Green Jelly?
Fuck yeah. I'm actually super excited to see Dwayne and Brando, man.
Yes, that's video game music is awesome.
Those guys are going to kick some serious ass, man. So, yeah, both them, Green Jello. Everybody here has actually kicked ass tonight, and... It's just been a really fun show. I can't wait to go play again and get this album stinking recorded. It takes forever. So that we can ship out some new ridiculous zombie tunes for everybody. So
we can't wait. We can't wait to have it. Like, we'll play it on the radio whenever it's all good. Like, just send us the stuff when you're ready and we'll do it. We'll promote it. Hey, we're going to... Yeah, it was Nation of Decay in there. They're a little more, it's a little bit different now, but I can't wait to hear the new stuff, and I can't wait to hear it recorded.
Everybody, you know, you can check us out on Facebook. Please visit our website, yes, theghettozombies.com. And you can register there so we can notify you when we do shows. And you can download all our music for free. So everybody, eat some brains and fucking hail the Ghetto Zombies.
Eat some brains.
B-double-E-double-R, you run, beer run, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run, beer run.
There it is, everybody, the Ghetto Zombies. Peace out. I love the Ghetto Zombies. Please check them out online. Of course, on Underground Horror Radio and on PodunkRadio.com. Bye, Nicole.
Bye.